Miracle Mile by Rocky Gap Man. My wife and I are strong believers. Our faith in Christ is what is most important to us. But it's also true that God created us as sexual beings. My experience is that too often believers attempt to shut down or suppress their sexuality instead of embracing it as a God-given, God-designed, positive thing. I realized that for most of my married life, I allowed myself to live what I would call a mediocre sex life because I failed to learn to embrace and integrate my masculinity in all of its powerful and life-giving energy. The enemy sold me a bill of goods, and both my wife and I suffered as a result. Realizing such a truth is the first step. It's a slow process to change years of negative thinking and become a new man. But with time ticking against us, I was determined to redeem what time God had left for us and live our lives to the fullest. God is faithful and answered prayers. Since my wife's sexual awakening after listening to other married couples' stories on Marriage Heat, our own sexual intimacy has been turned up exponentially. I never felt so close. We both took a quiz to identify our love languages about a week ago while driving through North Dakota. Hers was time, mine was touch. She must have been paying attention because tonight she touched me in ways that went down into my very depths of my soul and shot me up to what felt like the very presence of God. I'm sure you men will relate. Ladies, maybe not so. After a long day of sightseeing and driving, I was beat. I love to travel, but while camping and living out of the back of a truck can be tiring, it can also be exhilarating, as I was soon to find out. With our evening meal complete and dishes washed, I decided I'd lie down in our Silverado truck bed and take a nap. We had outfitted it with a regular 6-inch mattress and topped it off with a 4-inch gel foam memory mattress. A mosquito net draped over the truck bed cover and kept away any insects. We were set for a very comfortable sleeping quarters. The netting also provided us with a bit of privacy. Just as I was about to doze off, my lovely wife, Cecilia, peeked her head in the back of the truck with a sly grin on her face and said, "Kurt, I think this would be a lot more comfortable if you'd slide down here," she motioned to the tailgate. Pretty certain of her insinuation, but slightly confused, I responded, "I guess I could. What exactly did you have in mind?" My cock and my boxers already stood at half mast with her innuendos. It eagerly awaited a positive affirmation of her intention and attention. She didn't let him down. "A blowjob would be more comfortable sitting down here on the tailgate, wouldn't it?" she replied. My cock and I were ready for one of our favorite treats, a good cocksucking. I slowly slid down to the edge of the tailgate, dropped my shorts, trying not to appear too excited. I remember telling myself, "Kurt, you are a blessed man." She knelt before me and looked deep into my eyes. Then she grabbed my manhood and slowly slid every inch into her warm, wet mouth. My eyes closed and my head fell back as she began her loving act of worship. She fondled my balls in her hands and her mouth, occasionally left my cock to pay the boys some attention, careful not to be too aggressive. She had done her homework and had come to understand a blowjob isn't merely a mechanical, emotionless moving of one's head with a closed mouth enveloping the penis. She knew from what my responses and reactions how wonderfully, both physically and emotionally, a good cocksucking can minister to a man. But what touched me the most? I could see from her enthusiasm and attention to detail that she was into it. She was into me. But inwardly, I was conflicted. Should I keep my eyes open and watch my beautiful wife make passionate love to me, or close them and focus on the out-of-this-world feeling raging through my cock, balls, and groin? I couldn't decide. I wanted both simultaneously, but such is life. I felt her slowly alternating movements and techniques. Cecilia gently licked my shaft from the bottom to the top, flicked my frenulum with the tip of her tongue and swirled my cockhead around with her mouth and tongue. At times, she attempted to take it deep with an intense sucking motion. I don't know how long it lasted, but it was both too long and not long enough. It was so intense at times that I felt I couldn't take it anymore. But then again, I'd be content to sit there so intimately connected with this wonderful lover forever. I finally told her, stop, so I could go down on her and pleasure her. She took my cock out of her mouth long enough to say, no, you're going to come. I don't want anything tonight, maybe in the morning. Her mind was set. She was determined to suck me off. Tonight, I would let go of all my apprehensions and fears and let her have it, all of me, including the natural bodily fluids produced during climax by my semen. Many men have no problem ejaculating during a blowjob, but for me, it's been an internal struggle. My love and respect for my wife wouldn't allow me to finish if such a finish resulted in something distasteful to her. That was my conflict, but tonight I could sense a pivotal change. I focused on my wife, what she was doing, the intense physical feelings overtaking me, the deepest of emotional connections, and most importantly, the knowledge that our Heavenly Father saw it all and was smiling in affirmation as two of his beloved children, man and woman, husband and wife, entwined in the throes of orgasmic ecstasy. The glory, wonder, and mystery of sex was his creation, the climax and pinnacle of his creation. I began slowly thrusting my hips in and out, heightening my sensation, but I was careful not to go too deep. I grabbed my dick with my right hand and slowly worked my lower shaft as she focused on the tip, allowing me to feed her and guide her through my finish. When I was sufficiently relaxed and near the point of no return, I indicated I was going to come and instructed her if she felt she couldn't swallow to hold my load and cock in her mouth momentarily, let me enjoy the serene and surreal peace. At the pressure in my cock, nuts, and groin reached maximum sensation, I instinctively thrust my hips one last time and felt my load leave my prostate and balls and course down through my cock into her waiting mouth. In 4 to 5 involuntary spasms, I unloaded every drop of my semen, feeling like she was sucking me dry, pulling the very life essence out of me and drawing me into herself. In that brief moment, I felt no longer singular, but fused with my sexual partner, my wife, the mother of our children and grandmother of our precious grandchildren. Any fears or worries of the present or the future vanished as time seemed to stand still. God is on his throne and does all things well. As good as this night was, it was eclipsed by the fact that I wasn't able to pleasure Cecilia. But that would have to wait until tomorrow. What to do with the mess? Every good love-making session always ends with this dilemma. There's something I needed to relearn and rethink differently. The man's ejaculate and his wife's juices are described as something to be enjoyed in the Song of Solomon. I needed to stop looking at them as something distasteful that needed to be cleaned up and learn to embrace them. And this night, that's exactly what I did. She let my ejaculate fall from her mouth to my stomach, cock, and groin. I was amazed at the amount of it. I simply reached down and spread it over my cock balls and thighs till it dissolved. Why did I make such a big deal of it before? This new attitude was fostering by reading about so many of your positive attitudes in the Come Play threads. You can teach an old dog new tricks.